Now, as you all know, the regulations of nonconformities are based in Chapter 211 of the local zone of the local government zone, and specifically, it's one of the exceptions in the title, which says that this chapter does not authorize the governing body of a municipality to require the removal or destruction of a property that exists at the time that the governing body implements the subchapter, which is the State Ennobling Act. And Matt asked me when a property is used in a public service business. And I said, you know, I haven't really looked in the issue, but he volunteered for next year's topic that he would discuss that. So what are nonconformities? This is the seminal case in Texas out of the Texas Supreme Court. It's an oldie but a goodie. This is the case that established how to regulate nonconformities in the state. And under common law, as you all know, nonconformity is the use of land or buildings is a use that existed legally when the zoning restriction became effective and has continued to exist. Your typical nonconformities are uses, lots, structures, signs, cell phone towers. And I'm going to give you a few examples. This is back home in El Paso. So this is a structure in an A3 zoning district, which is an apartment district. The typical lot width should be 40 feet for a single family. This one has a 24-foot width. You can see the bulk of the building, and then it also has it should have a 10-foot front yard setback, but it only has 7.9. So this one isn't too bad. As you can see, it doesn't jut out to the middle of the front yard there. But this one, for example, this is a nonconforming structure. This is found in a residential 4 district. The front yard setback is a 10-foot, except we have to have a 20-foot driveway. This property has 0 front yard setback. You can see how far it juts up to the front of the street there.